good horse, I call you my shiny black bass. To the playhouse of fortune, to take the bright silver and gold you have taken from somebody else. And this we go riding.
You're listening to episode 563 of Unwelcome Guests, Extended Childhood and the New World Religion. I'm Robin Upton. This week we continue where we left off last week in the Gatto interview and the Illich reading, and the overall theme is how people's natural urge to be independent, to be autonomous, and to look at those around them and form relationships and behave differently according to the environment, how that was overruled by society's institutions and the central role of schooling in defining people's imaginations, making them predictable, and fitting them into the plans of their would-be overlords. And now let's get back to Gatto.
Whenever the society, and I mean its managers, need people to learn something, they remove the competitive part entirely. And now I will set out to prove that to you. Our kind of commercial society, spread out over, you know, millions of square miles, cannot exist unless virtually everybody can drive. Obviously, buying cars and maintaining them is also a big chunk of the whole economy. But you've got to have everybody drive, you know, 10 miles to get a pack of cigarettes, whatever. As a consequence, nobody fails the driving test. Yes, you know, people who failed it twice. Everybody always gets their driver's license. And let me prove this a little bit further. We're not talking about hiring an A student over a B student to be a clerk in an office. We're talking about life and death. If anybody actually thought that measuring